¿A quién le van? ¿A quién le van? ¡Aquí está su gallo!
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com. All the guys want, I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fight. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar DVLC Productions.
To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it. Well, it's like this. It's the other way. Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in this court. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com.
To get to where I got to.
BoxingWiz.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another late night edition with TBV. Hope you put the women and children to bed. It's time to talk some late night boxing. We got the PD scandal alert on full blast. We're going to be talking a little Julio Cesar Chavez and Saul Canelo Alvarez. Both men pointing fingers, discrediting certain testing agencies, throwing around accusations and allegations. Let's get on out to our panel, who we're going to toss this little thing around with. Let's head on out to the Golden State.
Dollar DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, another edition of TBV today. It's what our third show today. You know, just bringing to you all action, all the news, all day. And it's interesting. We have Chavez first, you know, throwing some shade on Vada, which is interesting in and of itself. And then we have Canelo coming back with his own retort. And it just becomes fascinating to me, only because it's no longer just about the boxing. Like, it's a TV drama series now. And that's sort of the love affair I have with prize fighting, is that you can sort of get this drama, these storylines that have nothing to do with the fighting, but they're interesting. And this is something that is interesting.
Let's head on out to the Garden State, home of the amateur, Alex Doomsday Lyonnaise. What's going on, brother?
What's up, brother? Gonna be talking about pointing fingers, huh? When you point one finger, you got three pointing back at you, so to speak, for Chavez Jr. It is a little surprising, you know. He has Angel Heredia as his trainer too, and they're concerned about the blood test and the urine test. So, you know, stakes are high, and usually fights gets closer to the date. You know, people start micro poking at things, and you know, everybody wants to make sure they're doing the right thing. So let's get into this talk.
Well, the bottom line is you lose if you use, because the WBC is all over this. Vada is involved in this fight, Matt. And what exactly are the details? What exactly is the scandal that is, I guess, surrounding these two? What is Julio Cesar Chavez, you know, what accusations is he throwing around? And what is Canelo saying?
Well, Chavez and his team criticized that the Vada testing for this fight is only urine testing. And leave out the Angel Heredia connection, leave out Chavez's own PED past. You have to say that is a fair criticism. And I would say that urine testing at this level is just not enough, plain and simple. But Canelo quite simply had a retort for him. You know, he came back, and I have the quote right here. Hold on, where is it? He was like, his declarations are very stupid. What he's saying is very stupid. Simply put, very stupid. Because we're talking about VADA, the top agency, very professional. Whatever they do, blood, wherever they do urine, they know what they're doing. I haven't tested positive ever in my career. And he says a positive two or three times. So he should shut up and worry about himself and stop saying those stupid things. And that was said through a translator, and we got those quotes from boxingscene.com. So, you know, Canelo really had no nice things to say back to that criticism. You know, he was like, I've never tested positive in my career. You've tested positive multiple times, even though, you know, two of those times were, or one of those times was for weed. One of those times was for diuretic. You know, we can argue about that and the value of that. But he has tested positive for banned substances, whatever that is. Canelo hasn't. You know, even though Canelo has had accusations thrown at him when he dropped VADA testing when he fought Liam Smith and such. So there have just been numerous things about Canelo's career that have caught attention for accusations. Chavez stoked the flame, and Canelo did not like Chavez doing that. So I don't blame him. Because no fighter wants their name to be connected with PED abuse.
I mean, but isn't this a little like the pot calling the kettle black? I mean, Julio Cesar Chavez had to know. First and foremost, for those that don't know, he's trained in the Department of Strength and Conditioning by Angel Memo Heredia. I guess he's definitely a high-profile strength and conditioning coach, but he does have some, what could you call, some smudges, right? In a checkered pass.
We probably have listeners that may not know what that checkered pass is. So give like a fresh, you know, like quick synopsis of that checkered pass.
He has a guilty case. he's definitely has some sort of pass with performance enhancing drugs and helping said athletes, because it's not really boxing, to be honest with you. What I read, it was like a female track runner or something like that. I know he has something to do with even Balco, right? I mean, this guy dates really far back. He's a chemist. His whole family's chemists. I've interviewed him a bunch of times. And, you know, if you're going to be afraid of anything, be afraid that I want to say he's intelligent enough to know how to beat the test. Now, can he beat the VADA test? Who knows? VADA is known to, like, catch everybody. And VADA has their own, you know, popular kind of endorsing or branding name over there in Victor Conti, who also has a checkered pass in that same performance enhancement drug department. So,
and very quickly, Conte and Heredia do not get along. Just if you do not know that, like, those guys,
no, they're notorious for internet battles. They have, you know, denounce things one another have said, discredited things, all types of stuff. But before we go deeper into the conversation, let's get to Corpus Christi, Texas for...
It's me, Mario.
I will not mess up the flow of the show. I will allow the organicness to continue, and I will not mess it up because of my tardiness. I will say, however, you know what? I'll let it come back to me, but I will say, however, that... you talk about them having and pointing fingers at each other, but it's like, I don't like to point fingers without like the evidence being solidified. I feel like guilt, innocent till proven guilty. However, that is not the era that we live in. And I understand where the controversy is coming from. I'll allow Matt to finish, 'cause I think he was about to make an excellent point. No,
I think we were just sort of going over the players involved, and because we just went over the quotes from Canelo and why Chavez and his team criticized Vada.
You know, look, criticizing Vada's, I don't know, it's like a double-edged sword. Like, you're going to criticize Vada, then you're going to criticize everyone else, right? You have to. Because
they criticize Vada as a whole. They criticize the because Vada of the urine testing out this fight only being urine testing and not blood testing, which and we all have to admit is one of the most fair criticisms of all. And I think if we have to strip away everything, who these guys are, the players involved, Heredia, Conte, Chavez, Canelo, strip all this away and just look at that criticism. That is we should be criticizing every championship fight. Or every highlight fight for not having...
No, you're absolutely right. But I will say something else, Matt, and I really don't want to say it. And I feel like, wow, I came on at such a bad time because I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say this. Look, I live in Corpus Christi, Texas. I am roughly about 3.5 hours from the border. I used to live in Laredo, Texas, which is about 20 minutes from the border. I've gone to Mexico many times. I have friends that come and go many times. It is very easy to get PEDs there. But not only is it easy, what most people don't understand is that Mexico is very far along in terms of the technology and the chemistry of masking agents, of PED use, and of fusing the chemicals. See, that's the word that most people don't understand. People point the finger at Russia, and Russia has some great stuff. Don't get me wrong, but they use it very dumb. The fusion aspect of Mexico makes it dangerous. People look at Mexico and they think of it not the way they should, because what they've done is they've been able to take masking agents and kind of code them into the chemistry of PED use, and they make them specific for endurance athletes. That's the biggest aspect of this, is that it would be different if we were talking about like football players from Mexico or whatever. But we're talking about boxers, and Mexico is on the cutting edge of all of this stuff. And if you don't think that Heredia – look, and I'm not going to point the finger at Heredia. I've had many conversations with him. I've had interviews with him, and I really don't think that – I think he gets a bad rap. But that said, both of these guys are coming from a place where they are have high investors in them, and people are highly invested in their success. And, you know, pointing the finger is in this fight makes more sense than most. But Matt's ultimate point stands, and that is the, you know, what holds the most water, is that we got to be pointing the finger at all these type of super championship fights.
Listen, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. But have you ever felt like Mauricio Suleiman was protecting either Chavez or Canelo throughout their career?
Yes.
Yes.
So is it out of the realm of possibility to imagine that someone told Vada just do urine testing? Because I find it highly suspicious not to be drawing blood, because you can't perform all the tests, especially if you're saying Vada's already shown up to each camp 3 times. This was tweeted from the verified Twitter of Vada and WC. So if you're saying that they've showed up 3 times, they only took 3 piss tests? Like, that's what they do in any commission. We were expecting a different standard. And I'm just asking the question with the Axeman axe of Nicholas Walters. I know you guys like to, and I don't mean my hosts, I mean the listeners like to get on me for my axing questions. But yeah, I mean, you know, at the very least, look, don't you find it odd that they've done fucking urine 6 times? 3 separately per guy.
Well, if I'm trying to have the appearance of doing random drug testing and it really not being effective or any sort of substantive drug testing, that's what I would be doing.
Yeah, very well said. Very well said. Because guess what? You get the people that don't know any better to go along with it, and you get to look like a hero, not a hero, but you get to look like a champion for rubber stamp. Yes, the rubber stamp. Well said. That's the perfect fucking term for this. It is the VADA rubber stamp. It means almost nothing. Look, first of all, blood doping, which I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. certain aspects of PED use, especially with endurance athletes, is difficult enough to catch with blood alone. Okay. To just have urine testing is, it's almost like you might as well have nothing.
It's so primitive nowadays.
It's so primitive. You might as well have nothing. Like,
talking about like 60s era drug testing when we're talking about
urine. Now it's just like an excuse.
That's not even the problem here.
What is the problem?
You can catch with
knowing that Julio Cesar Chavez has tested positive for two different banned substances. We don't have to say performance enhancement drugs. They were banned substances. Just knowing that he's on this card with that checkered pass, attaching Memo Heredia to that corner, don't smile, because listen, the elephant is in the room, but Nestor always brings it out. And they should at least be doing something more than just urine. It is almost, I don't know.
Look, I'll tell you this.
Is it not negligence? I mean,
it is negligence. Absolutely. Perfect word.
But who's the one ordering the VADA testing? Is it Canelo's camp originally, or was it Chavez's camp originally?
I mean, it wouldn't matter. This is what I'm saying.
I think it's Canelo's camp. Yeah.
Well, if it's Canelo's camp and they're the ones worried about Chavez, then they should have ordered all the testing and everything.
That's what makes this so crazy. I think the controversy stems from the most. And now you have Chavez pointing the finger at Canelo. Like, that's the ultimate, that's the craziest aspect of it all.
Well, it's not crazy. It's not crazy. I mean,
it is crazy.
Canelo had a Canelo catch weight for like 2 years. Then all of a sudden, Liam Smith gives him a shot. He can make 54 because he dropped VADA.
Hold on, very quickly. And let's just be real. Chavez's positive test of weed and a diuretic is so drastic. Hold on.
Let him finish.
You forgot you're on a podcast.
It's so drastically different than a fucking steroid or HGH or EPO or anything like that. And even a diuretic. And you know what? We I know people that really get triggered by that word. Oh, diuretic. Ooh. That's just him cutting weight. Like, think about it. We can take certain things to not allow us to have an appetite, such as nicotine. You know, a fighter can smoke a cigarette and not have an appetite.
That's
a diuretic. Caffeine is a diuretic.
Yeah.
It is.
That's smarter than the fucking cigarette one. I mean, we're calling it Mayorga.
I'm just saying, like, a diuretic is on there arbitrarily. We can really there's an argument there.
And no, you're absolutely right.
What Canelo has been also accused of is a diuretic. Let's just be real. I've never heard of Canelo being accused of steroids. I've heard of a lot of diuretics because of him going back to fight Liam Smith at 154. That was the accusation, was it not? That was the allegation, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's really that big of a deal at the end of the day.
But there's certain things that, like, in blood doping, you could it's what I'm reading right now. Actually, it's blood doping can increase the ability of the blood's ability to carry oxygen. So
yeah, it's PED use at the end of the day.
You know,
it's
so
PED.
You know, so him, you know, not doing a blood exam, you know, he could be dodging, you know, things that could come up only on blood
exam. Exactly.
There's also studies that say that you know, the urine testing is actually more accurate than blood. So
but urine isn't going to be able to find certain things. And look, I'm sorry, I said blood doping is PED. It's not a drug. Obviously you get fresh blood, but it's still illegal is what it is. And you cannot find it through urine from everything I've read, from everything I've understood. Okay. And that should be the most, I guess, like in everybody's mind, because it's endurance athletes. It's what we've seen people do in the Tour de France. It's what we've seen people do in triathlons. It is something that is a constant reminder that endurance athletes have easy access to, and a lot of times they can get away with it very easily. So, I'm not going to point the finger at Canelo. I'm not going to say anything. I don't think that he has taken any sort of PEDs. I don't think he has any suspicion of failed drug testing, because he hasn't. And that's just what I'm going to say. What I find suspicious is that the person that should want the bigger guy coming down isn't advocating for blood testing and isn't throwing up a stink like his opponent. I don't understand. I don't get it. Why, Canelo? Why are you not being a champion for the sport? Why are you not policing this?
Why is his neck looking so big? Why is his trap so big?
I think he flexed a little too hard, and Chavez got a little scurred.
Well, you know, I was training him, right? You know, I was training him over here, and you know, we were trying to get Big Trap City, so, you know.
Texas. Took him to Trap City?
Yeah, I took him to Trap City.
We're going to go out to these phone lines, and if you want to hear some callers from all around the world, hit that thumbs up button. Show these guys out here that are putting in hard work that you enjoy this show. And, yeah, we're from our sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
JD, motherfucker.
There's a lot of things I like to do, so just try to get on my game. I don't know why they don't call me, but I'm a 54-pounder. But I have a brother that's
160. Yes. I gotta be 100% real, right? This subject sounds to me, I don't know, it sounds, let me say, not what's the word I'm looking for? Irrelevant? But let's talk. Let's talk about Ward Kovalev. This shit is hot. Like, that's a hot subject right now. Yo, let me go back then. Fuck it. Let's talk about this shit. Let's talk about this bullshit, okay?
You sound so enthused, JD.
Let's talk about the speculations of, you know, Canelo being on drugs or whatever. It's all it is speculations, man. I mean, none of this shit is proven. You know, I go off the slogan almost every time I call in, like, innocent until proven guilty.
Coins.
So, I mean, you know, what's his name? Spence. Errol Spence. They say he's on drugs. Why? Because he's whipping people ass?
Good point. I mean,
we can go on and on about this subject, but, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. But, nah, innocent until proven guilty.
See, and I don't even think that it's the suspicion about Canelo. I think it says something more about his true intentions with the VADA testing. I think Matt kind of highlighted the undertones in it perfectly well about all fights being under this magnet. I mean, microscope.
All right, let's head on out. Damn, missed this guy. Joey in Indiana, talk to us.
Yo, how's it going, fellas? I'm up here at the gym, man, trying to get a late night workout, and I saw y'all was on. I was like, let me give my boys a call. Man, honestly, as long as this don't affect the fight, I mean, I could care less about it. I mean, as long as the fight's still on, man, like, I don't really see if these accusations have any effect on the actual fight of, like, being canceled or anything like that, or is it just...
No, don't worry about that. This is just camp shit talking.
They could fail every test, and this fight ain't getting canceled.
Let's be real. All those tests are being buried.
Hey, Matt. So if that deal's still on, where if Chavez comes in and doesn't make weight, what's the limit he has to? What's the fee he has to pay?
$1 million for every pound. $1 million for every pound.
My name is Floyd. My name is Floyd. My name is Money Mayweather.
Wow, that's crazy, man. That's if y'all got anything, that's it, man. I just wanted to check in with y'all. It's been a minute. But if y'all ain't got nothing, man, I'll just continue to listen in, man. But that's what, as long as it don't affect the fight, man, I don't really, like I said, man, it don't really bother me. I mean, it's cool that these guys got this beef going on, but as long as the fight's still intact, I'm all good, man.
All right, brother.
Well, I just realized that was Joey
calling in all the way in Indiana. See you back. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're giving all our listeners on this spontaneous show, we're giving you guys a minute, all right? But we do have some alumni.
What up, Foxy boys?
Compa.
Hey, what up? What up, Big Nass? What up, Matt? What up, what's his name? Mario. What up, Doomsday? Hey, but I don't really have much to say about the subject. What up, what up? I don't really have much to say about the subject, man. I think it's all promotion, you know, for the fight. And that's pretty much it, man. I'm excited for the fight. And I just want to give you guys a big shout-out, man. You guys been putting in work, giving us some good content, you know. And just shout-out to you guys. Everybody hit thumbs up. Sign up to Patreon. And you already know, baby, Porter Wars, baby. I can't wait. What's up with the card next? You guys still doing that show on Friday?
Friday, we got a big announcement on Friday, man. Make sure you tune in for sure. Compa, you know you're a boomerang, so hit us on the check-in if you want to come back. We're going to keep these phone lines moving. Rod in Philly, talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I think this is Chavez trying to deflect on what he might be doing. Because, I mean, we pretty much all know that Canelo's probably was using diuretics, especially, you know, him dropping Vada for Liam Smith. I think Chavez, you know, I think he's, you know, what are we, 3 weeks out? I think he's seeing keeping, you know, that weight to that level is getting a little hard. So he's probably having to do that. And he's trying to deflect and bring up the past to muddy the waters. I think that's all it is, you know. Like they were just saying about the drug they have in Mexico. I mean, they have stuff that can be masked and all these other things. So. I think that's just Chavez deflecting, that's all.
Well, all right, brother Rod. Thanks for calling in.
Good call, Rod.
Matt, you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Look for Castle Hill Gilly. He's on the line and he's
Gill's on?
I think he's a ring. Is it a 917? He's a ring or a boomerang for sure.
Maybe that 917.
Matt, let me know when you gotta check the list. Yeah, that's him. All right, well, let's bring him on. Castle Hill, what up?
Gil.
What's going on, Nesta? What's going on, Matt? What's going on, Mario? Who else is out there?
Doomsday.
Oh, shit. You guys are good deep today. Man, nothing, man. Just checking in. I haven't called in a long time. And just wanted to say hello to the fellas, number one. Secondly, I wanted to find out what's going on with this PED accusation. So what? Canelo tested positive, or is this just a fucking rumor?
No.
Well, it's all speculation. It's all speculation at the end of the day. Just very curious.
And Chavez pointing the finger at each other. That's all.
Oh, okay. Interesting. You know, I haven't been able to stay abreast of things. Because, you know, it's been crazy busy. But besides that, looking forward to the Border Wars, of course. Looking forward to hopefully one more event in New York City. I'm not sure if that's in the works or not, you know, but hopefully something will transpire. And what else can I say? Puerto Rican boxing hasn't been, you know, the same in a minute. You know, I'll go back in.
Hey, Gil, don't worry. Hey,
Gil. Hey, Gil, remember those days? Remember those days you used to call in talking about Verdejo and how good he was going to be?
Hey, Verdejo has a fight, maybe. He might fight Terry Flanagan. He may get a title fight.
No.
Verdejo's good.
He was supposed to fight Terry Flanagan, but he crashed that motorcycle and that threw, you know, those plans away.
No. Talks are back up, dude. Talks are back up. Because remember, Verdejo got he won his comeback fight. And Terry Flanagan just won his title defense.
And Flanagan talking about Flanagan fighting Mikey.
He's defending us against somebody else.
Mikey. They looking at Mikey Flanagan. For that money.
Mikey's going to fight Linares. We all know that.
Well, you know what? That's a deep division. That'll be a sad day when he has to go fight, you know, Linares or Mikey. Or, you know, I mean, maybe Flanagan will be a more even, match fight. That'll be interesting to see. And what's going on? So a rematch for Danny and Thurman, huh? We're going to go with Thurman Peterson. Is that what's going to happen?
Thurman Pacquiao.
Yeah, Thurman Jeff Horn. And what else is popping? What, you know what?
Thurman Jeff Horn.
What else is popping?
They killed Thurman. He took that fight.
Yo, did Spence actually test positive, or that's also bullshit and speculation?
Bullshit speculation.
Bullshit and speculation. Poor Spence.
The Spence. Okay. Yeah. Okay, because I remember they were talking about fucking Tresham K was going to pull out of something. And pretty much it. Want to wish Jose good luck in his match against MD. You know, that's who I've got there. I've got Jose. I want to wish Mario good luck against Casual, because I'm going to pick him. Matt, I love you, man, but Steven is pretty skilled, baby boy. I don't even know why you took a fucking fight. Are you fighting Fern? What's that? What's that about?
Yo, Gil, on Friday, you tune in, because I promise you, you're going to freak out with what we got planned. Huge surprise.
I'm just gonna leak some information. You know, Matt brought in sparring that none of us know.
Okay, interesting.
It's not the regular guys. It's not just JP and Fern, you know what I mean? He's over there with Oscar Valdez and Dominic Brazil.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. You dumped my man Santiago, man, after all that work he put in. I love that. Terrific, man. but yeah, I want those are my picks, bro. I got Jose. I'm gonna take Mario. I'm gonna take. Damn, I love you, Matt. I'm sorry, man, but I gotta take Steven Calderon. You know,
by knockout or unanimous decision.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Come on. We got Friday. We got the Friday fucking announcement.
Yo, Steven looks skilled. He looks skilled. Steven looks skilled.
Yo, body shot knockout. Body shot knockout.
Kicked. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Don't even worry about it.
Yo, Gil, don't be afraid, yo. Just say fucking, you know, body shot knockout.
I'm going to pick Steven, but, you know, I love you, Matt. You know, I'm my heart is with you. If you could pull an upset, I'm going to fucking pay for your next trip to New York City. I guarantee it. And what else is popping? I guess that's that, man. I'm not going to take up too much time. You got to have other callers. And if I do want to call back in, I'm a boomerang. So that's what's that. Ambassador here. Love y'all.
The New York City ambassador, Castle Hill Gil. If you haven't met him, that's because you haven't been to a TBV appreciation night, or you haven't even graced New York City repping that TBV, because he's always there. Pick you guys up at the airport, show you around, and help you enjoy.
He's the Don.
Help you enjoy New York City. Gil knows how to get down. Listen, let's get those thumbs up, man. What is going on? Like, they're not where I would like them to be. We got some other callers we got to get out to. Who we got here? We got, you know what? And I seen him call into one of the earlier shows. when we were about to leave, or were actually in the process of leaving, more alumni, a lot of alumni staying up late with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
Whoa. What's good, people? Look here. Yeah, I was trying to get on that last show, but I came in at the end. But I got to burn on that a little bit, too. I got to get that off. I'm going to stick on topic for right now. See, man, Oscar De La Hoya and Canelo, bro. First of all, let's talk about Oscar De La Hoya right quick. Now, you think Oscar De La Hoya going to let this shit go down with no blood being drawn and none of that? If both of these motherfuckers wasn't on some shit, let's keep it 100 right now. You know what I'm saying? For one, it's a mismatch off the top because Chavez ain't got no fucking boxing skills. This dude don't do nothing but put his head in your chest and just hope that he's just going to overwhelm you throughout the fight. This is going to be target practice. This dude he ain't got no foot movement. He's going to be right in front of Canelo, right for him to hit. Uppercut hooks and straight right hand. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's get off of that. Let me get at Matt and Mario right quick with this Triple G shit. Let me burn right quick. Look here, man.
Let's go, I know.
You've been chasing this motherfucker. Yeah, all right, I'm about to go. I'm about to go in. You've been chasing this motherfucker Canelo for like a year or something now, falling for all the motherfucking tricks that De La Hoya got. And you're going to do this shit again? You're going to do what the fuck he talking about? Look what you supposed to do. You supposed to go get that other belt out there. Now you undisputed. Now, every time somebody come across that bridge from New York and they come to Jersey, you got to call and you got to check in first. You got to check in to make sure it's safe. You understand? The Charlos, whoever come up there, they got to come see Triple G because ain't no other belts out there. And Canelo coming to 160, he got to fight somebody in the top 10. He got to. And when you do that, what's going to happen then? You're going to be the mandatory for one of those fucking belts. You got to see this man. And it's not going to be 60-40, 80-20. It's got to be 50-50. Or either 40, or either 60-40, going Triple G's way. It's common sense. If time loving them, don't go get that other belt. They're all going to do the same shit he been doing to the ass. It's simple arithmetic, and y'all can't see this shit. Go get the other belt. And they got to come see you. Can't nothing go on in this city unless you say so. Either you're going to do that, or you're going to jump to 168, or you're going to shrink your ass back down to 154. That's my call, man. It's just simple.
And, good call. Going out to anybody want to, I don't know. He had a lot to say there. Anybody, did he, I don't know.
I mean, I'll address it really fast.
I'll let Matt get him.
I think that his boxing skills is going to be a little different this time around. You know, he got Nacho Bernstein on the side now. You know what I mean? I think that you know him not
new tricks, man.
Come on. You can always teach somebody something new. I think that the stakes are high enough that he's taking it serious enough. And, you know, to say that he has no boxing skills, I know he's a forward pressure fighter and all, but maybe this time around he has some tools that he's going to use that you might not have seen as late.
Look, he barely took Sergio Martinez's fight with any sort of seriousness. I mean, his training was a joke. And, look, he almost won that fight. You know, I think if he even gives half the effort of his full percent, he's dangerous. But if somehow he digs deep and he gives it his all, which he's going to have to a certain degree to make that weight, and I don't think he wants to lose that money, I think we'll get a real Chavez, and that's going to be a very interesting fight.
Ask you this. You think he's taking this fight the most serious as he's taking any other fight?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For two reasons. One, it's Canelo, and there's pride on the line, and obviously Chavez is a very Chavez Jr. is a very prideful person, despite the fact that he's shown otherwise. But also, he doesn't want to lose that money, and there's no way he's going to be able to just cut that weight like a fat camp. It's not possible. He's going to have to be in some sort of shape to make that weight, and he doesn't want to lose the money.
All right, let's get back out to these phone lines. We got a lot of calls. We're going to go to Bakersfield. Blind Man Brad, you're up.
Hey. Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, Nacho is a Hall of Fame trainer, am I right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like, no, I mean, like, literally. I mean, like, yeah. But about the whole testing thing, this has never been like a subject that I'm like some kind of expert in, so I'm just going to go ahead and point that out. But I mean, shouldn't they either just do away with it like it's a joke, or like advanced it in some way that is a lot more like serious and professional, and it's not like fighters calling it out and promoters calling it out and all this craziness? Shouldn't they have it like it's an expectation that has to be met, or just do away with it altogether? Like blood and urine should be like no question, right? And like what I was hearing about hair follicle tests when I was growing up as a kid, I mean, it just seems like it's all a big joke. And that's pretty much how I feel about that.
Well, all right, Brad, man, thanks for calling in. Let me get to from California now to Atlanta, Nelson. What up, what up, what up?
Botello Night with Boxing Boys. Why would a 26-year-old need to take steroids? Why would a guy that's 26 years old need to take any PEDs? You remember when you was 26 years old? Who on the panel was 26 years old?
Well, to be fair, the accusations or rumors against Canelo aren't steroids. They're diuretics, which are to cut weight.
Look, I see your point. Why would a 26-year-old need it? But actually, at the age of 26, your testosterone starts to drop more than any other age before that. But I'll tell you, I don't know why a normal 26-year-old would have to, but a 26-year-old that is looking to make millions, he would like to get the edge. I'm telling you that.
But you're saying that is at the cutting edge with the steroids, but there's also at the cutting edge that there's natural ways of building testosterone nowadays. You know, it doesn't come off from a needle now. There's a lot of things going on right now that you don't have to take steroids anymore to get the same result. And a guy that's 26 years old, just by adding a little weight, he's going to look the way he looks. You know, I remember when I was 26, man, I can go on a bottle of water and be all day just with that.
But so Nelson.
You're going to be wearing about, yeah.
You said the word steroid again, and again, the rumors have always been diuretics. Diuretics are drastically different than steroids. Like, do you understand the difference between diuretics and steroids?
Not really, man, but, you know, I mean, to the casual fans, it's just steroids, you know what I mean? That's you're going to have to...
Diuretics take water away. That's usually...
Yeah, diuretics...
Usually towards, towards your... Towards the end, when you're trying to cut weight, you're manipulating the liquids.
Exactly.
And that's an edge, you know what I mean? When you're taking diuretics, you can make that weight a lot easier without draining yourself so much physically.
Makes the stress exactly. off, man. Makes
yes. At the end of the day, let's say that let's use numbers, like hypothetical numbers. Let's say that you start training camp and you're at a 10 physical wise, right? So the more weight you drop, the more that physicality comes down. So let's say in order to make your weight, you got to drop down to a 7.5, okay? But a diuretic will allow you to stay somewhere around 9, 8.5. You know what I mean? You're able to keep more strength. You're able to keep more stamina without having to put in all the extra work that would burn that strength and stamina by taking a diuretic. But on the other end of the spectrum, Nelson, I really got to disagree there, because As far as I know, there are no ways of manipulating testosterone to the degrees that PED use can have. Yeah, you can eat some food, you can take some supplements, and it'll play with your, you know, testosterone a little bit, but not in any way that's going to produce the results of test actual test boosters and actual steroids.
Hurricane Ray in Miami, talk to me.
Yo, what's good, fam? Now, y'all got to be pretty quick. Right, let me burn real quick right here, man. Hey, you know, it's not about the, you know, like you just pointed out about PEDs. It's about the stress, the amount of activity that you, the less activity you have to do, the less that, you know, you're going to burn yourself out when you taking those diuretics so you don't kill yourself, so you don't overtrain. And basically, you know, so it is an advantage for you. So it's not so much of a steroid. And what else did I have to say? Let me see right quick, because I was cooking, y'all caught me. So check this out, though. Like I said, man, I'm happy this fight is happening. And, you know, these guys in the sport, the boxers, they know. When they calling each other out, they know that something's funny, man. Like when Floyd called out Pacquiao, they know something's funny. I mean, they wouldn't call it out for no reason, man. You know, these guys are around the sport all the time. They live it, they breathe it. So there's got to be something to it, man. So if they're calling each other out, then there's got to be something to it, man.
Ray, great call, man. As always, thanks for calling in. We're going out to the 208. First time caller, who's this? 208-819. First time caller?
This is Lane from Idaho. What's up?
Are you first time caller, my friend?
Yeah, first time caller.
Perfect, perfect. How long have you been listening to the program?
Say probably 3 or 4 weeks now.
Oh, 3 or 4 weeks. Brand new. Well, we have tradition around here. We want to go ahead and give you this first time caller intro. Then you just go ahead and, you know, introduce yourself. Let us know your name, where you're calling from, and get right into your call. And what do you think about this PED scandal?
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Lane from Idaho. So I don't think either of these guys are taking PEDs on the level of steroids. To me, this whole story is just about piss. It comes down to piss. It's a piss test, taking pills to piss. I think the fight just needs to go on. If anything, this is just like a lack of discipline from Chavez trying to throw accusations at Canelo to get in his head. He needs to get his head down, get in the gym, stay focused, stop losing discipline, really focus on this fight, because it's not going to get under Canelo's skin. Definitely not.
Very good point. Very, very good point.
Well, but what about the, you know, the rumors that Canelo himself, you know, he's been at that 155-pound Canelo catch weight for so long that he made that 154-pound with Liam Smith, and now he's jumping up. I mean, and, you know, there is speculation out there.
When it comes to diuretics, I think, yeah, both of them probably in their career they've taken diuretics. But to me, it all, you know, this is just a wash. It's a wash. You got a big guy. He's coming down to a weight he hasn't been at in forever. If he's on diuretics, so what? If Canelo's on diuretics, so what? We ain't talking about testosterone or EPO or any of this stuff. We're talking about some guys losing a little bit of extra weight or something when they've both been doing it their whole career at some point or another.
Well, all right. Matt, you got him down?
Of course.
Well, thank you for calling in. Sorry to hit cut you.
And Canelo's going to win this fight.
All right. Well, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. You get that notification every time we go live. I will say this, though. I think that, you know, the hosts and our listeners are making it about Canelo Chavez, and I think that the attention should be directed at the testing agency. Because like the man said, yo,
coins.
They're taking, you know, diuretics, whatever. Yeah, that's how fight fans are going to feel. But VADA has done so well in boxing that a fight having Vada, right away we're relieved. We're like, oh, we're going to know the truth. This guy, he's clean because he's on Vada, because that's how.
But Ness, we poked the holes in the new Vada testing programs for the WBC. With Edilio Alvarez and Lucian Bute.
Yes, but this is our not show. That level. This you is know, not that level. They made I understand it clear.
That, but I'm just saying, like, the clean boxing program isn't the savior of boxing like we thought it was, because it's not as efficient. You know why?
But it's still the best we have.
It's still the gold standard in testing.
It's still better than anything we've ever had before. It's still the best we have right now. But VADA is a very flawed corporation. So is USADA. And right now, so is WADA with what's happening with the Olympics.
Oh, they're a joke.
The agencies that test these athletes are corrupt in some nature, or there is some substantial evidence to support the idea that we cannot trust them fully. So the idea that we should put all of our trust, all of our eggs in the basket of VADA and go, VADA, please save boxing, I think is not going to save. It's not going to work. It's just a foolhardy way of thinking.
No, but see, no. See, Matt, this is where Ness's point is. See, I get where you're coming from, but that's almost a different show is what you're talking about. What Ness is saying is that everyone today, including myself, is putting the blame or putting the responsibility on the fighters, and very few people are putting it where it needs to be. VADA should not have any ties, have any leniency towards any fighters. They should be conducting the most stringent testing that they possibly can, and they are failing to do so. Whether they are corrupt or not, it doesn't matter. We are talking about this one fight, and that is ultimately where the responsibility should lie. Ness, that is the best point that's been made today. And I kind of regret saying some of the things I said now.
And does not this fight also prove my point that we have VOD testing?
Absolutely. But like I said, I think it's a different show, right, though. Your point speaks volumes. And to be honest with you, when you said something earlier, that's actually what I was getting from your point. But I think it's a different show. I really do. I think what you're talking about is a much bigger story and a much bigger issue.
All right. We're going to go to Raymond in Orlando, Florida. Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm a little sick right now, so I apologize. My voice is a little scratchy. But, let me say I agree with what you're saying. This is about VADA. VADA needs to have, like, a standard where they do all the fights the same, especially since this is such a high-profile fight. It just kind of makes them look bad. But honestly, I really don't even give a fuck about that whole topic. What I do care about, though, is this catchweight business. I know I heard you say a second ago that you said it's $1 million for every pound over, because I thought I had saw an article when they first announced it that it was $2 million. Is it only $1 million?
Yeah, I definitely read 1 million, but that's what we got.
I read it's 1 million for every pound.
Matt, get that information.
Okay.
We'll get that answer to you later on in the show.
$1 million. Okay, here's my issue with that. My issue with that is the fact that they made this bet that they're going to give up the purses to each other, because now that whole thing kind of goes out the window, because Chavez can say, all right, whoever wins gets all the purse. So I'll come in at 68. Okay, I'll give you $4 million out of my purse. But then if I kick your ass at 68, I'm going to take your whole purse either way. So that right there, just kind of – I think that was a stupid, stupid bet on Canelo's point.
Well, Raymond, they ended up making the bet, though.
They ended up not making the bet. But, Raymond, we're giving everybody a minute. It is a spontaneous show. I want to thank you for calling in. Remember to hit that thumbs up button. If you're not subscribed, you should, because we did about 3 shows a day, and I'm sure you had no clue.
And real quick, Raymond, you can go to the Boxing Voice and listen to Ness's interview with Bernard Hopkins. I think it was Ness. It might have been Adam. One of the newer Bernard Hopkins interviews, and they talk about the bet. So go to the YouTube, which has the interview.
The Bernard Hopkins was with Sean Zatel.
That's right. It was Sean. I don't know what I was thinking, Adam.
Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga.
Psych Doctor in the house on Rick James status as always. What's going on, gentlemen?
Psych Doctor.
What up, Psych Doctor?
What up?
Yo, listen, I'm going to keep this quick. Now, if I understand this correctly, Chavez is accusing the Alvarez side of using diuretics. Is that correct?
But he's just pointing the finger in general. He's not really getting specific.
He's more saying, yo, they've only done, you know, urine tests is really what he's saying. Like, they've only done urine tests and he doesn't know why. He finds it suspicious. So then Canelo's saying, why is he talking junk about urine tests or no tests when he knows that VADA is the best, the gold standard in the business, and if they do urine or blood, they're fully capable. But the one that's actually tested positive for banned substances is Chavez on more than one occasion.
But I was just about to say, Chavez has been popped at least twice for using, maybe not PEDs, but I know he's been popped for using the whatever substance that they use to cut weight. So I don't understand how one cheat is going to... Diuretics, right. So I don't understand how somebody who is a proven cheat is going to be pointing a finger at someone else. Okay, especially if they've got vital protocols in place for the fight. But I'll tell you what. I was leaning towards this fight being a toss-up, but now the more that I think about it, I'm thinking Alvarez, probably 8-4, possibly late stoppage. Because, I wish I were in front of my computer. Like, when is the last time Chavez weighed under 168 pounds? It's been, what, 4 or 5 years, maybe? It's been a while. So I just don't think that even if he makes the weight, you know, I just don't think he can make the weight.
Yeah, but wait, why is everybody forgetting that he just weighed in like 167 his last fight?
Okay. Well, listen, at the end of the day, it's not about making a weight. It's about making a weight and being effective. Okay. I mean, listen.
Well said.
Just because you can weigh in at 164 and a half pounds doesn't mean you can fight at 164 and a half pounds. Okay. And look, in boxing, in this sport, every pound counts. And it might only sound like 2.5 pounds, but trust, 2.5 pounds, that's like crossing the burning sand. Okay. Especially for a guy who hasn't weighed under 168 pounds or 167 pounds in some years. So,
Well, you're right about that, man. His lowest is Sergio Martinez. He weighed 158, and that was in 2012. So, Fight Doctor, you might be right. But he did weigh 168 his last fight, so he's only got to get 3.5 pounds under that.
Those pounds hurt, man.
This is two training camps within time, right? Because the last time he weighed that was in December. So he's been staying in shape, obviously. He and Memo have had plenty of time to prepare for this. And I think they've taken the weight off properly. That's why they're flaunting so much on social media. Let's go to Mr. Yes Sir in Anaheim.
How you guys doing? I think the PED, the point of finger, I'm pretty sure Chavez knows Canelo has some type of thing, but it's just probably rich enough to not be on the ban list yet. You know, he's like, fuck, I know you guys are doing something. But I actually have a question, because every fight I see Chavez do the same thing. He's either in shape or not in shape, but he's going to do the bully ball. He's going to rush you, bully you. He comes at you. Canelo, we know, fights in spurts. And he does his little thing. But since Doomsday is here, I'm going to ask him, like, out of fighter style, we always seen Canelo drop down in weight and then bully back up on fight night, and he still has spurts. But it wasn't, oh, he's going to be heavier now. He's going to be a better Canelo. But as a fighter who's now used to cutting weight and then going up in weight, now that you're actually heavier, do you think that will gas him as a fighter? Do you have any experience or anything like that?
I don't think – if he's already – look, he has a good team behind him anyhow. They're experienced. I don't think he'll be gassed out. And Canelo has – he has a good gas tank already to begin with.
I don't know, man. I kind of question Canelo's gas tank, bro. He's always kind of, like you said, Mr. Yes Sir, fights
his
spurts.
He's a spurt fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he knows how to use his tank, his gas tank. He might not have the best gas tank, but he knows how to use it. I never seen him, walking out of the corner, exasperated. I never seen that.
Yeah, but now he's going to be coming in heavier than he's used to. And I think it had the possibility of catching up around round 7, 8, or 9. And if Chavez could still do this well-conditioned bully ball, I'm interested to see if this extra weight actually backfires on Canelo. And can he handle that bully boxing in round 9, 10? And if it works out, I'm going with Chavez on the upset on that weight fucking up on Canelo.
Do you think Canelo's going to go ahead and play that bully boxing with Chavez? Do you think that he's going to fall into that?
I think he's going to have no choice. I think this weight eventually is going to backfire on Canelo. He's so used to cutting low and then going up to like 175 on fight night. He's actually going to be able to come in heavier. He don't have to cut as much. So you can see in the picture, he looks fucking solid.
Yeah, nah, he definitely got his traps. Yeah.
So I think eventually him coming in heavy, it might make him feel good in the first couple rounds, but he's not used. I think his body is going to actually like kind of just shockingly work against him. And I think he might gas around 9 or 10, and he'd be forced to bully box.
Mr. Yes, Sir. Activate that boomerang if you want to come back. We got to keep it moving. Santiago, you're up.
Hey, guys. What's up? Obviously, interesting topic that you guys have had. Also, shout out to you guys putting in all the work that you have been with these spontaneous shows. Personally, I think it's a lot of hyping for the fight, because of Chavez, testing dirty in the past. But we have to keep in mind, too, that the term itself, PEDs, has somewhat developed of a broad term because it can basically test for anything that has been considered a banned substance. I had this conversation with Matt a while back where, going to another sport, a bobsledder was caught using a performance-enhancing drug, and that drug happened to be something that was trying to help him prevent baldness. And as a result, he lost his ranking. And it's kind of like they really need to, reaffirm what exactly is considered performance enhancing, because when you're looking at diuretics or weed for that matter as performance enhancing, I'm like, what exactly is performance enhancing about them?
Well, all right, Santiago, thanks for calling. We're going out to Skype. Josh, talk to me.
Yeah, man. What's up, Nance? What's up, Matt? Thanks for all the shows today, man. You guys been killing it.
We do it for you guys.
Trying to be the ESPN of boxing.
Yeah. Man, I suggest anybody who's following the Canelo Chavez just watch Golpe a Golpes. They're talking about all this stuff. Everything that's Canelo Chavez related, they're talking about it. So, I haven't heard any of this PED. Use before. And hey, Ness, I want to get 2 shirts because I'm going to Vegas for the Canelo Chavez, so I gotta get me 2 TBV shirts.
Damn, you in luck, bro. You in luck. I told Matt and Mario to remind me about this promotional code that I got for anybody that wanted to.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot. Damn.
I don't even know where it's at. I'm going to find it. I'm going to give you the promo code so you can get 15% off your cart, bro.
I'll pull it up real quick.
Man, thanks. Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. There it goes. It's you ready? You're not ready.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, go.
Just go to our website, and then when you're checking out, the coupon code is 17415, P as in pussy.
All right. So 17415 P.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ness. Thanks, man.
All right. Shout out the Border Wars. Friday is going down. Announcement coming soon.
I smell pussy.
Mr. Yes, sir, is a boomerang. What's going on, boomerang status? Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I'm back here to use my boomerang status to kind of go a little off topic. Fucking Matt, I'm shocking the world, man. I hope you're a hipster. I hope you got it, man. I'm picking you on the upset on Superman, man. I hope you got speed on you, brother, and you're the good one to grab him. I'm picking Matt. I'm picking Matt on this one. You're hipster. Hey, Matt, you need help? Just watch some Laura fights, man. Get that movement down, baby. And fucking, and if you, on the earlier videos you guys did, that when it's ducking, is when your fight has an asterisk on it and you won't give a guy a given rematch. Now he can offer you a unification. Canelo is ducking Laura. I'm going to represent my man. No one ever talks about the rematch. Now it could be a unification. That is when ducking is ducking. You're in the same weight class. The fight has an asterisk. No one believes you really, really confidently won. But Golden Boy just somehow puts the blanket over and no one ever talks about that rematch. It is now a unification rematch. But still, no money, right? But yeah, play it, baby. Play it. That's my call. Play me out with some good music. I love it.
Yo, that's Matt. Matt always pulls that off at the right time.
Matt, like, he's all the time.
No, it's hard, man.
Let's get out to 323-903. First time calling in?
No, it's probably the second time already.
What's your name, brother?
My name is Felipe.
Felipe, where are you calling in from?
From Hollywood.
From Hollywood. Felipe, I'm sorry that the producer doesn't have you down. He's too busy playing with sound bites. But talk to us. What's on your mind?
No, just about the topic, which you guys put on the title for the live stream. That's why I called in and put in my 2 cents. As far as maybe Canelo maybe on pit, you know, who knows? For the Leon Smith, he didn't have any VADA testing. So maybe he got some word in with somebody. You never know. There's always kind of suspicion. And as far as like what his weight's looking like, he's looking bulking up. It looks like it's actually going to benefit him because he doesn't have to drain himself as much as he did, like, for example, with the Mayweather or, you know, with the Leon Smith. You know, so he might still come in at 175, maybe 180, how he always does. But he just doesn't have to weight drain for the weigh-in. And as far as, like, people being hyped because Chavez looking bulked, slim, and he's looking cut, you know, that's normal. When Sean Porter fought Keith Thurman, he was over there running and training with a gas mask and who knows what, you know, with the low oxygen mask. But he still got outboxed, you know. I think this fight is not about power or weight. I think it's going to come down to skill. Especially the way that Canelo fights. Because Canelo fight, yeah, he might fight like fighters that weigh less. But he, in a way, he never imposes his weight on them. I mean, he can absorb the shots, but it's not like he bull rushes them. But like he always, like with Amir Khan, he knocked them out. But not because he was overloading him with punches or he was overwhelming him with pressure. More because he timed them and he caught him with a clean shot. You know, just how with his other opponents. With Cotto, it wasn't about because, Canelo's stronger. I mean, because he was stronger, but not because he was bullying him because of his weight. You know, he was picking his shots and he was, you know, using his defense to win the fight. So that might just help him more with the Chavez fight because he's not used to using his weight to win. He's used to using his skills to win. So that might be, you know, something to watch out instead of just looking at these guys and their weight and how they look, more about their skill.
Well, all right, Felipe, thanks for calling in, brother. truly appreciate you staying up late with us. I know it's a little early for you guys on the West Coast, man. You get to be lucky. Over here, it's about to be 1 a.m., man. And, you know, for Mario, what is it?
12
a.m. over there. Almost. Look at Doomsday yawning already.
Stay high, bro.
Mario, why are you only showing the left bicep?
I'm in a full spread because they don't both fit.
Mario, are you left-handed?
I'm left-handed, yeah.
Okay. Stay tuned Friday. Big announcement. TBV.
Huge announcement. Yo, listen. Y'all are going to freak Friday, the fuck out.
Hey, yo, Friday, JD, we going to see just what all the muscles is about with Mario. He keep flexing and shit.
Yo, I'm telling y'all, listen. Y'all, look, for real talk. I said earlier, the hint was that TBV is going to crown the Andre Ward of TBV. So that's y'all's hint. But it's going to be crazy, crazy what we got planned. Y'all are going to be like, damn, them dudes are actually going to do that?
Yo, they said Mario drinking piss like Marquez.
If it helped me in this fight, I'll do it.
JD talking about
losing, bro.
JD said, yo, that was a good show, but come back with the war Kovalev.
I might be in a wild card match.
Uh-oh.
We don't know yet.
It's going to be me and Doomsday, but he can only jab the whole fight, so. And he'll probably still beat me, so.
I'm going to pitch you the ring announcer. Fighting out of the red corner, weighing in at 185.
No, actually, Doomsday is going to play a pretty significant role in our announcement. Y'all are going to see. He's got a pretty important role, so.
Well, I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And if you want to check out our new podcast called Untitled, we have our first episode on Patreon. You can check it out there and support us for more exclusive, never-before-seen content. My co-hosts could all be found.
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, etc. Peace.
And you can find me at Maury McGee on Twitter, at Maury McGee on Instagram, Maury McGee on Facebook.
Find me on Facebook, Alexander Linus, and Instagram, Alex Doomsday Linus.
Remember, future, present, past. Doesn't thumbs matter. Up. Hit that thumbs up. Always helps with the visibility of the show. Have a good night.
Peace.